Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today. Enough with politics. It's the business of entertainment with Howard Rosenberg, UNR professor of art and art education and longtime movie critic. It's all coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
Politics should never come before basic health care, but that's the choice Joe Heck keeps making.
Women like me rely on Planned Parenthood for checkups and cancer screenings, but Congressman Joe Heck voted 10 times to take away their funding.
Heck even threatened to shut down the federal government to eliminate funding for Planned Parenthood. Shutting down the government,
taking away access to life-saving care, just to score political points.
Joe Heck should be ashamed.
Senate Majority PAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
You spend a lot of time opening doors for these little guys. But Congressman Heck opens them for these guys. Special interests and the billionaire Koch brothers. They spent millions supporting Heck, and Heck supports their agenda. Special tax breaks, even for corporations shipping jobs overseas. Worse, Heck pays for them by cutting education and raising taxes on us. Congressman Heck is what's wrong with Washington. DSCC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're taping this for Election Day, and people are sick and have it up to here with elections.
You mean we're not going to talk about the election?
I don't think so.
Sadness.
Let's talk about other stuff.
Okay.
Daniel Craig re-signed to do two more James Bond movies.
Goody, goody.
$50 million apiece.
Yes.
What happened to $20 million apiece?
You got to keep this in perspective now, okay? They have just released Inferno. This is the third in the Daniel Brown, trilogy.
Right.
The first one was a box office smash. Second one, this one has died. Absolutely died. And I don't understand why. It's not a bad movie. It's a little tough to follow. But when you get a franchise, you tend to hold on to the franchise as best you can. And I think that's what they're trying to do with Daniel Craig and James Bond. I think it's run its course. I think they're going to be very disappointed at the results.
Of course, you and I always disagree
on movies,
which is the fun
of
it.
We all do.
I think he's the best Bond, actually, since Sean Connery, to be honest with you.
I liked George Lazenby.
Oh, my God.
I really liked him. He had all kinds of possibilities. You have no taste, we don't worry about you.
George Lazenby.
Yes, I thought he was good.
I'm stunned that you can even remember the name.
Of course I could remember the name.
But I guess my point is that it used to be the top stars made $20 million a movie.
Yes.
He's making $50 million a movie.
Sam, go back to when they were making $20 million the movie. In today's money, it's $40 million when you come right down to it. So it's not really out of line. If the movie studios are making this kind of money, their stars deserve a good, hefty proportion of it. They're the ones that are doing the work. It's rather like education. The teachers do the work. Nobody else does, and the teachers get no credit for it at all.
I thought it was very interesting.
Did I say that? Yes.
My wife was saying this the other day, that in the last Bond movie, they had the Day of the Dead parade,
right.
And it was a huge spectacle. If people haven't seen it, it's worth renting the movie. Even if you watch it on a smaller screen,
true.
It's still quite impressive.
True.
They never did that in Mexico City until this year.
Hello.
They did it because of the Bond movie.
Yes. People want to see it. If that's going to bring tourism in, why not? I mean, Sam, you know about product placement. I mean, when you see Pepsi-Cola on the screen, they've paid for it. Hello? It's just taking advantage of what public seems to want.
Is another thing that is, with the success of the Bond movies is that it translates so well to other countries.
True.
That the international box office is even bigger than the domestic.
Yeah, but without Judi Dench, I'm sorry, I'm not going to see them. They bore the hell out of me. There.
All right. Let's move on to our next topic. Don Rickles the other night was on Jimmy Kimmel. And Don is, what, 92 years old
now?
Yep. Still performing on a regular basis in Las Vegas, selling out, because if he wasn't, they wouldn't be still booking him.
Right.
But it seems like everybody is paying tribute to him now, which I think is great, because you should hear this stuff while you're still alive.
Exactly. I agree. Don is one of a kind. He and Archie Bunker on All in the Family broke taboos that had been around since the beginning of time. We saw that we were able to laugh at ourselves. Sam, I don't know if I've ever told you this. I took my mother to see Don Rickles. She couldn't stand him. But she went with me so I wouldn't have to go alone. And the first act was on, fine, all right, great, come on. Then Don comes out and does his usual shtick, and my mother is stone-faced. I mean, she is not even breathing, because he's doing his normal, get your elbow off my stage, you know, that routine. Then he spots me, and he says, how are you here? Now, they know a critic is in the audience, and they know where they see them. No big deal. And Don and I had talked before, you know, at many times. And he looked at me and said, oh, you got a date. You got a real a lady. He's got a date. And screaming, ranting, raving, jumping up and down. And then he stops. He says, oh, my God, it's your mother. What? She's drooling down one side. For the love of God, put her in the home. And went on and on. My mother was on the floor. She was laughing so hard she couldn't move. And I said to her afterwards, do you want to go down and say hello? She said, I wouldn't miss it, dear. We go downstairs, knock on the door. Polly, his secretary, opens the door. Don is on his knees like a penitent. Ma, I was just joking, Ma. Just joking. It's that kind of thing. Don Rickles is like a good con game. You have to see the setup. Then you get the hook, and then the sting. And if you can walk out of there without hurting, then there's something wrong with you.
You know, it's interesting. I'll tell a story of the old days at Harrah's in Reno.
Sure.
Where if you went for a dinner show, you had to wear a jacket.
Yes.
And I had just come to town. This was 1978, and I was the biggest Don Rickles fan. And I'm wearing a brown leather bomber jacket, because that's the only jacket I own.
You had.
And it's the dinner show, and the maitre d' says, well, you can't wear that, but we have jackets for people who don't have jackets.
Size 46 long.
It's a bright red dinner jacket, right?
Love that.
And I had asked, because we were such big fans, my buddy and I, to be sat down front by the stage.
Oh,
so of
mistake.
Course, I mean, mistake. Zoom in. No, it was one of the favorite times of my life.
Yes,
was to be a part of Samurai Warrior.
Yes.
And
yes.
It was just hysterical. But the thing about Don Rickles that people perhaps don't know is that off stage, he is the nicest,
sweetest
guy on the planet.
Yes.
So polite, so charming.
People don't recognize him until he opens his mouth. And he can be saying the most innocuous thing in the world. That's Don Rickles. Which I think is wonderful.
By the way, you know, the other thing that was really interesting about him was I interviewed him one time by phone.
Yep.
And I couldn't get a rise out of him. He was just normal on the phone. And you said to me afterwards, he has to see you.
Exactly. Otherwise, he doesn't know how to respond. you're a disembodied voice. That doesn't do anything for him. When he spots you, he's already got things running through his head. He has said some of the most dreadful things about me to me. I never realized that my hands were like a bunch of bananas. Gee, thanks a lot. That kind of thing. It's that part of show business that's almost all gone.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, is there any chance that we would ever see another Don Rickles?
Yes.
You think so?
Yes. Jeff Foxworthy.
But he's not.
Doesn't do it the same way.
Right.
But he does it. You know, you may be a redneck if. I mean, that's pure Don Rickles. It's just that he's floating it in a different way.
More on the business of entertainment when we come back.
Oh, yes.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Sully's in Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch NFL and college football. With all new high-def TVs, including the pop-up, our 17-foot TV wall, and all new high-def TVs, cold beer, great food, and new TVs, Tamarack Junction.
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message.
In times of crisis, America depends on steady leadership.
Knock the crap out of them, would you? Seriously.
Clear thinking.
I know more about ISIS than the generals do, believe me.
And calm judgment.
And you can tell them to go themselves.
Because all it takes is one wrong move.
I would bomb the shit out of them.
Just one.
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message.
I know more about ISIS than the generals do.
John McCain, a war hero. He's not a war hero.
He's a war hero.
He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay?
Donald Trump compared his sacrifices to the sacrifices of two parents who lost their son in war.
How would you answer that, Father? What sacrifice have you made for your country?
I think I've made a lot of sacrifices, built great structures. I've had tremendous success. I think
those are sacrifices.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Sully's in Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch NFL and college football. With all new high-def TVs, including the pop-up, our 17-foot TV wall, and all new high-def TVs, cold beer, great food, and new TVs, Tamarack Junction.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation, starting out airing the show on Election Day with Howard Rosenberg. He's a UNR professor of art and art education. And for those who didn't know, he was the third longest serving television critic in the country.
23 years?
Yeah.
It was a long time.
On CBS.
They finally caught up with me. What were you going to do?
Yes, they did. J.J. Abrams, savior?
I don't know. He's strange. He's strange to talk with. His thought process is different from most anybody else's. He sees possibilities when no one else can. And in a conversation with him, he sort of leaves you behind. You've got to be able to keep up with him. I think he takes knowing before you can actually understand what it is that he's about. But yes, he can breathe life into things that everybody else thought were dead.
I thought the Star Wars reboot was phenomenal just because it managed to take the new and then mix it up with the old and bring you all the emotion of people that have been watching this series since the 70s.
I don't want to see Princess Leia 103. I don't want to see Harrison Ford, Han Solo, look like he might just be on his last legs. I mean, I prefer to remember them as I remember me, way back when. Thank you very much.
But I thought the emotion was there. I mean, yeah. They can now move forward and they'll have a character
Sam,
or two from the old.
I've developed, I don't know, maybe a new taste. Maybe it's a new way of looking at things. I went to see Hacksaw Ridge yesterday. I sat through it, and then I went back. and I saw it again. It is one of the most brilliant pieces of work I have ever seen. Now, everybody's saying the same thing in all of the trades. It's Mel Gibson. It'll never make a dime. I don't care what Mel Gibson says, does with his life. Not my problem. It doesn't affect me. What I am concerned with is what is up on that screen. And Andrew Garfield gives a performance that is definitely Oscar-worthy. It is a brilliant piece of work. And Mel Gibson may have all kinds of problems. One problem he doesn't have is how to direct the film. This is a beautiful, beautiful piece of work.
How long is it?
About 2 hours, I think.
Oh, not bad for
Mel Gibson. No. I think he has learned a lesson about he needs to be commercial if he's going to be able to do what he wants to do. But this is a beautiful job.
Avatar, when's the next one coming out? Of the 15 he's working on at once.
Who knows? I went to see Doctor Strange. Have you ever seen, mm-hmm. have you ever read any? Somebody dragged me to see Doctor Strange. It's Benedict Cumberbatch, right. Who can do anything. He could come out and read the phone book and people would be screaming, ranting, and raving about how wonderful he is. Okay, fine. It's okay. It was adventurous and too much CGI garbage in it, but it moves. But then there's two clips during the credits, and it's franchise time on the ranch. You can smell two more coming, and they're probably doing them all at once. The way George did many of the bits and pieces of Star Wars and then put them together with new footage, and he had another couple of movies.
Well, it's a brilliant way of doing it, but you don't have any timeline on when the next Avatar might show up.
No. Haven't been reading anything about it at all.
Let's talk about 3D, which seems, some people, like in the original Avatar, I thought that it was well done because it seemed to expand
the
movie screen into the theater rather than being, knives thrown at you or something
true.
Like that.
True.
So I really like that part of it. But now we're heading towards virtual reality. What do you think about that?
Desert Research Institute began virtual reality investigations probably about 10 years ago. And I went up and they put me into the situation. It is...
put you into the situation.
Situation. That's the only way I can say. They put a thing on your head and you are there. It's just that simple. You don't know where, you don't know how, you're just there. There's that part of you over here that says you're safe. Don't worry. You ain't going to fall. You're not going to die. And you can always lift it off. Okay, fine. It made me profoundly uncomfortable because I felt I had absolutely no control.
What scene were you seeing?
It was going through the Arctic, coming up onto a big ledge and doing they pushed the tube down through the snow to see what the snowpack is.
Yes.
I mean, that's fine.
Like a core sample.
Yeah, but I felt cold. I know intellectually I'm not there. There's no reason to feel cold. It's April, for the love of Pete. It still did that to me, and I don't like that. I don't like not being in control. There are some people who love it and can separate, and then it's fine. I don't like 3D movies for the most part. I'd rather see it the way it belongs, flat on the screen in front of me. If it sucks me into the screen, wonderful. I took the kids years ago to see Exorcist. And one kid looked at me and said, "You lied to us." I said, "What?" He said, "You said that a good movie would bring us into the screen." I said, "Yes." He said, "That one didn't. It came off the screen and chased us up the aisle and out the theater." Depends upon how you perceive things.
Let's take a break. More with Howard Rosenberg when we come back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Politics should never come before basic health care, but that's the choice Joe Heck keeps making.
Women like me rely on Planned Parenthood for checkups and cancer screenings, but Congressman Joe Heck voted 10 times to take away their funding.
Heck even threatened to shut down the federal government to eliminate funding for Planned Parenthood. Shutting down the government,
taking away access to life-saving care, just to score political points.
Joe Heck should be ashamed.
Senate Majority PAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
We have three programs that set us apart. Number one, we market your home everywhere. Number two is the guaranteed sold or I'll buy it. Three is 100% satisfaction. If you don't like the results, you can fire me at any time. We're 100% committed to your success.
Telephone companies have complicated deals with contracts and hidden fees. But with Spectrum Internet, we make it simple and affordable at $29.99 a month when bundled. And there's no contract.
No contract at all with Spectrum.
Finally.
Spectrum Internet is the fastest you can get. At 20 times the speed of DSL, you'll easily have enough bandwidth for all your devices.
Our phones, tablets, all connected.
And it's fast.
No slowdowns, no data caps. Everything is perfect.
With Spectrum Internet, I'm getting more for my money.
Get Spectrum Internet for $29.99 a month. Call 844-883-2999. With Spectrum TV, you get free HD, and all your primetime shows are free on demand.
We can always watch what we want, when we want it.
And Spectrum Voice is simply superior with no added taxes or fees.
And the bundle dropped our bill in half.
Get Spectrum Internet, TV, and Voice. Just $29.99 a month each with no contracts. Call 844-883-2999.
My name is Katrina, and I'm the listing expert at Marsha Realty. Marketing is the key to all success, so we take a lot of pride in marketing your home everywhere, TV, radio, and all over the internet. We focus on great systems with proven results, which equals more money for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Howard Rosenberg. We're talking about the business of entertainment. Interesting phenomenon happening in Sparks, Nevada, where yes. In Victorian Square, they have a movie complex that just shut down. But the people that own it are another movie company, right. And they are refurbishing that property.
Yes.
Even though 10 minutes away, there's a luxury theaters. You know, you've talked about the demise of movie theaters for a long time, but it seems to me that they figured out that if you put in a bunch of lazy boys, serve beer and wine, that...
It's the next level, Sam, mm-hmm. And that's fine. Dinner shows in the olden days. I mean, it was fun to go to the showroom. You dressed properly. You sat down. You had your dinner. And there was a performance. And it was great fun. It's run its course. We don't seem to be able to bring people in for that kind of a situation today. Now, if movies can do that, for me, you put me in a lazy boy, I'm going to fall asleep. I spent $15 to get in there. I don't want to fall asleep. Well, you don't have to put the chair back, but they're overstuffed. They push around you. I haven't been anywhere near the IMAX or the other theater out there. I'm sure they're wonderful.
They're beautiful.
But
the IMAX is regular seating.
Okay, but for me, I need to see the film unencumbered by, you know, comfort and that kind of business. I want to see what's going on. If you can make me comfortable sitting in those damn seats that we have in the regular theater, then you got a good movie.
All right, but now I'll take you back to 1978.
I don't remember
the
1978.
MGM Grand
I wasn't
Reno.
Born then.
Kirk Kerkorian put in two movie theaters, and they were love seats. And they also served... I mean, Kirk Kerkorian was so ahead of his time. You know, bowling centers.
Sam,
I mean, so many things.
Sam, they don't do that anymore, do they?
No.
There's no market for it. There wasn't a market for it when he did it. That was the sad part. I used to book those theaters, and they would give
right,
me
yes.
one of them for the kids on Wednesday night. And people used to come, and they would pay to get in, and they've got stuck with a lecture from me. I mean, come on. But people would come. And the kids, they liked it because they could bring something to eat with them. And, you know, coming from college and, you know, racing all the way across town to get to the MGM was not the easiest thing in the world. But it was a great, great venue. And we saw films, 35-millimeter films, not 16, that were... the real movie experience. It was wonderful.
What do you think's next?
I think that we're going to see what's happening with movie theaters now. I think they're going to get smaller. They're going to get more personal. You'll be able to get dinner or lunch, whatever. It's going to cost more. But for the movie experience, that's fine. Because I don't care if you have a 60-inch television set in your living room, and you put a good DVD on, or Netflix, or Amazon, or whatever you use. It's not the same thing, Sam. You need people. People amplify the feeling of what's happening on the screen. And when you go to a concert, I mean, look what's happening. Can you hear anything? I can't. But everybody's dancing and having the best time ever. It's amplification of feeling. That's what an audience does. And it's magic.
We've got about a minute and a half left. And as it's election day...
Oh, God.
This means that that you are essentially done serving on the Washoe County School Board.
Yes.
And so you'll have done 4 years there.
Yep.
And then 12 years on the Board of Regents.
Yep.
A lifetime teaching at UNR.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's millions, but it's definitely tens of thousands of people have come through your path. And I just want to say on behalf of all the people that love you, what a wonderful job you've done. And the only thing you ever cared about was the kids. And
Sam,
so all the other nonsense can just go away.
Stop.
So
please. I've had the best life, and it's not over yet. You know, somebody asked me a little bit ago, are you happy? I've never thought about it. Yes, I am. I have a life that's wonderful, in a good place. We're so lucky here, Sam. And I don't think anybody recognizes it. How many of my colleagues at the university have, you know, retired to someplace? They're back in a year. This is a great place. We need to take good care of it.
Well, many, many more happy years.
Thank you. Thank you, Sam.
We love you.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
I just love Evergreen Carpet Care. Evergreen keeps my carpets looking brand new. They do a wonderful job on my hardwood floors and my area rugs, too. Evergreen keeps my kitchen spotless with their professional grout cleaning.
Evergreen Carpet Care does it all.
And their technicians are so nice.
Oh. I'm on it.
For the ultimate in carpet cleaning and more, it's forever evergreen.
I needed them when my car broke down.
I needed them on a Saturday.
When I needed to keep the lights on.
When he broke his arm.
When my pipe broke.
For just 3 days.
Check City. Short-term loans, installment and title loans, check cashing, and gold buying.
I just needed them for a couple of weeks.
I needed them at night.
To avoid bouncing a check.
Check City, when you need cash.
One family, one owner, serving Northern Nevada since 1964. As your Couture dry cleaner and alteration specialist, and the only cleaner of fine French linen. From Deluxe Laundry, our signature brand, to our expert drapery, blind, and window treatment cleaning service. From handbag cleaning in a clutch, to a nationalized partner in textile restoration. Bobby Page's, over 50 years of innovation. We're not just a dry cleaner, we're your neighborhood textile group. Visit us at bobbypages.com.
Non-lawyer spokesperson.
Attention breast cancer patients.
If you or a loved one underwent chemotherapy to treat breast cancer and then suffered permanent hair loss, call 1-800-666-9027 now. You may be entitled to compensation. The chemotherapy drug Taxotere has been linked to permanent hair loss in breast cancer patients. Many who have not been fully warned that their hair may never grow back after treatment. Call 1-800-666-9027 for a free case evaluation.
On the next broadcast, it's an all-pundit show with Jesse Wadhams, Marlene Lockhart, and Ray Hager. As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. And you can also download podcasts of the show free of charge from iTunes. We'll see you on the next broadcast.